Knock, knock. Who's there? It's the APTA's home health section. All right, that was terrible. Dee Cornetti, the current president of the home health section of the APTA, stops by the program to talk about all things home health section. What value can you get out of it if you work in that particular setting as a physical therapist or a physical therapist assistant? A lot of big regulatory issues coming on the way in terms of PDGM. You're going to want to pay attention to Dee in this episode. As always, our sponsors, Owens Recovery Science, bringing you the utmost latest information on personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, along with giving you the equipment you need to apply it in clinical practice. Find out more from Johnny and his team when they're not trotting the globe teaching other clinicians how to do it at their website, owensrecoveryscience.com, as well as their brand new podcast, owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Yeah, as we continue our coverage here at PT Month, celebrating with the hashtag and all social media channels, hashtag choose PT. And we are at PT Pinecast on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards. Today, taking a look inside another section of the American Physical Therapy Association, the home health section. And we've got Dee Cornetti on the line right now. Dee, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I'm happy to be here.
Excited to take a look inside these sections because I think, as we mentioned before we hit record, people, they judge a section by its name or they judge a book by its cover. They don't really, maybe they don't stick around long enough. I know I'm guilty of this, which is why I wanted to hold myself accountable and look in each section. So we come to your section, which is the home health section. Let's take a look at the back of the baseball card, as we like to say. Members, 2,328, according to the APTA's section website. Your website now has been updated. We'll get into that. homehealthsection.org. And as always, on the socials, at Home Health APTA on Twitter, and you also have a Facebook page as well. So Home Health section, about it, you offer association members who have an interest in the delivery of physical therapy in the home and alternative community settings, opportunities to meet, confer, and promote their interests. That's all I know. And now we get to come to you, Dee, and go a little bit further in that section. Let's start with this. When someone asks, you know, what's your elevator pitch? When someone asks, hey, home health section, what do you guys do? You as the president, how do you respond?
We are the go-to resource for all professional information related to the provision of physical therapy by physical therapists and physical therapist assistants in the community or home health setting. And so we are a centralized clearinghouse for standards of practice. We collaborate with the APTA and share resource documents. We provide unique perspectives related to issues that come up during our practice, you know, in whatever setting we are, but we're specific to that post-acute setting of the patient's home, which is a very unique setting,
yeah,
given that it's not the traditional bricks and mortar or inpatient type facility that you would see a patient. Sometimes we have unique situations that are all our own when you practice in a patient's home.
I bet. I mean, just hearing you say that, things that come up. Number one, practicing in that setting, you might be cut off geographically and just time-wise in terms of colleagues. So you've kind of got that little bit of isolation. So maybe joining a section would enhance that. But I bet regulatory issues and what can and can't I do in this particular section, I bet you guys are a giant resource in that sense.
Oh, we are. We've published resources about, you know, and a central point for all the regulatory guidance for the provision of therapy in the home. We've done education and collaboration and with the federal state boards of physical therapy related to medication regimen review and the specifics of licensure across states, related to what we can and can't do regarding data collection in our OASIS data instrument, right, in the home setting. We participate in open comment periods for regulations, and we've had a big one just come out with the acceptance of the patient-driven groupings model, or PDGM model, coming into place in January of 2020 as our movement from more of a fee-for-service, volume-based reimbursement model to a value-based reimbursement model. So it's been a lot of happenings over the last 9 to 12 months for practitioners in the home health setting.
Yeah, I think that's leading by showing value right there, especially with this, with these issues that are coming up. As you mentioned, PDGM, more and more therapists are turning around saying, well, what does this mean to me? And that's where the home health section comes in terms about being that resource. You mentioned sharing information. You can do that via your e-news publication, House Call, that gets delivered to your inbox. D, House Call. I love the pun right there. That's delivered. House Call, home health. I got it.
Uh-huh. That's exactly it. And we put that out twice a month, every other Wednesday. We try to keep people in touch with regulatory updates, with the advanced credential in home health for the practicing clinicians. We have that certification for both therapists and therapist assistants who practice in home care. And just general information throughout the APTA, things like the PT day of service and what's going on with a combined sections meeting coming up in February in Denver. And so we always try to reach out to our membership. And I think through a pretty advanced social media presence, thanks to our public relations chair, Sean Hagee, he does a tremendous job with getting information out there, right? There's always a tremendous amount of resources in APTA and its 19 components, but it's even better when we can push that out to our membership and make it really easy to be informed and to get involved.
Yeah, we mentioned several times during this month highlighting the different sections and academies. You know, paying your dues is great, but you need to do something. You need to be active, much like we tell our patients. You have to be an active member to get the value out of it. And paying attention to the different things, as you mentioned, with House Call, the e-newsletter. You've also got the Home Health Minute, those little short updates about things. Talk about that just for a second. What can people get out of Home Health Minute, and how can they access it?
Well, Troy Mead is another one of our social media or PR committee members who's pretty technologically advanced. That's not my sweet spot, but they do a great job trying to identify what's up and coming, something breaking news, and just good general information that every practicing clinician in home care should be aware of. And so these are things, you know, think about it, not just when you're driving to work in the morning or home at night, because for home care, we drive to work from house to house, that you can just pull up these things on your smartphone. You can put it in through your car stereo, and you can listen to some good information and hopefully be linked to other good resources through introduction to members in the association. So we're real proud of those opportunities to keep short, bulleted, packaged pieces of information that you can listen to between drives to patients' houses.
Yeah. Yeah. If you work in a clinic and you want to tell everybody something, you call a quick meeting or you post something up on the cork board in the hallway, but you can't do that, especially if your colleagues are geographically nowhere near you. So having something like the Home Health Minute, which people can get via iTunes as well and take a listen to that, that's another great resource. Talking about more resources, I did want to mention that you guys have a book download available for people. It's called Providing Physical Therapy in the Home. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's something that our practice committee, under the guidance of Ken Miller, our committee chair, has worked on and had published. And it really is a centralized depot for everything related to the provision of care, from what evaluation should include, regulatory documents, goal writing, developing a plan of care, supervising assistance, and it brings in all the regulatory guidance from Medicare Chapter 7, which is the Medicare Benefit Policy Manual related to the provision of care in the home for clinicians. And it also talks about the conditions of participation. And then it also brings in all the standards of care that we've come to know and expect as a practicing therapist under our state license. It's a great resource that is free to members. They can download a copy of it through the website, homehealthsection.org, or you can go on and purchase a hard copy through the APTA store and get a discount as a member.
That's great.
So it's one of our great resources, and I have to tell you about a new one if you have a minute.
Always.
Okay, so we produced a toolkit, which was a test of objective standardized tests and measures that we have called through, again, the practice committee, which Ken and I started multiple years ago, but it's in the process of being updated and revised and expanded. That is in its final stage for being ready to be released for membership. We're excited to have it. It's a 150-page manual that talks about all the psychometric properties and why these standardized instruments that we use with the community-dwelling elder population, you know, that's our population of coverage. These tests can be administered in a valid and reliable fashion in the home and when they should be used. And it correlates very closely with all the areas of impairment that are outlined in the Guide to Physical Therapy Practice, third edition. So we think in home health, we've done a great job of pulling together regulatory guidance from specific to our practice setting, but also really expanding how to take everything we know through the APTA and all our guidance documents and all of our state practice documents that, you know, under our licensure, and pull it together to help people practice to the highest level of their license in this post-acute setting.
Yeah, we love to say the value of membership and the value of membership with the APTA in sections. And I think that what you just mentioned, that toolkit, well, first of all, PTs love toolkits, right? But you want to be doing the best thing possible for your patients. And sometimes you might not know what that would be, because you don't have enough time to go sorting through everything and go searching all the resources. And that's what you've pulled together. And for $45 a year as a PT, or $35 if you're a PTA, that's value right in and of itself, to make sure you get the best, most current information in the easiest way possible for you to understand.
Absolutely. You know, when I graduated about 4 years before Catherine Berg actually did a dissertation on the Berg balance test in 1989.
Wow.
And so I've had the work to stay up to date on this. And I think that quantifying impairment is not only something that is desired by third party payers, it's a requirement of our license. And so here we've pulled all that together in a nice formatted packet for you. So yeah, you can go to rehabmeasures.org. Yeah, you can go to the NIH toolkit, but we've pulled all those resources and said, in the home setting, these are the ones that can be administered and that you can really use for your age, you know, your over 65 community dwelling patients. And so it's really a perfect resource, and just another great reason to join this section, because it's worth the money. The bang is worth your buck.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing these quick episodes, to show people what's underneath or what's behind the title of a section. Advanced Competency in Home Health Certificate Program for PTs and PTAs. That's something you guys offer as a section. What can a PT or a PTA get out of that advanced competency?
Well, this is a really neat way, since we cannot be a clinical specialist, you know, because we're a practice setting. We don't work with a specific population. So it doesn't meet that requirement that the APTA has for clinical specialist examinations. And so what we've provided is basically a certificate where you can go on and do self-paced learning modules through the Learning Center, and then you do an on-site two-day competency program with our trained educators. And we offer that as a pre-con at CSM. And then we offer one or two sessions at different places throughout the year that if you're ready to sit for the on-site and complete that component of the skills lab, and that you don't have to wait a year for CSM. And so we're really proud of it. We've just released the PTA version of it. And I think it's one of those credentials that just takes you a step further about how comprehensive and how holistic our case management and our clinical care needs to be in a setting where sometimes you are the sole practitioner in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allows you to reinforce those skills that you've developed and you feel comfortable with. I'd like to thank, and the section thanks, Chris Childers, who has been our ACHH, our certificate program coordinator, because she has put blood, sweat, and tears into it and really runs a great program that is both timely and comprehensive.
Just more showing value. One thing we didn't touch on, which was the collaboration. How do section members collaborate? What ways are set up for those for colleagues to talk to each other, trade best practices, maybe just, you know, shoot the breeze? Where's your virtual water cooler?
Yeah, well, we have a Facebook page that is very easy for section members to participate in. We frequently meet each other on Twitter, and we always look forward to our opportunities to meet in person, either at the ACHH on-site training and definitely at CSM. That's one of our biggest on-site resources, where we usually get anywhere from 150 to 250 of our members. It's still a smaller percentage. It's nice to go and see everybody there. We have a meet and greet the Wednesday before full conference kicks off, and it's a great opportunity to meet the leadership and engage with our executive director. We have changed that recently. We now have Civica as our executive director. And so it's a great opportunity for people to get around the section leadership, the committee chairs, the executive committee, the voted positions that we hold, and to learn how to get involved. We also have an on-site business meeting on Friday night during CSM. And so this is free to all section members, and we provide a dinner and updates on everything that's going on in the industry and in the section. I always make myself available. And if you go to the website, you always have emails. And frequently I get emails from the section, and I take that time and I pick up the phone and I chat with members of the section. And great things happen when they say, I have an idea, or can you help me with this issue? And we develop task forces, and we all become, you know, we all start pulling, you know, the same way. We're starting rowing, all the oars are in the water pulling the same way, and great things happen. And that's how a lot of our resources and our work plan comes together, is from what we're hearing from our membership out in the field as they practice every day.
So I'm going to give you a chance. If someone's still listening to this episode, maybe they're not a member yet, what would you say to them to put them over the edge to become a member?
Well, first of all, I think you need to be a member in your professional organization, APTA at large. I think it is the only organization that represents you, all of practicing professional therapists and therapist assistants. The home health section itself is a great section, simply because right now in the post-acute setting, we're going through a lot of changes. We're moving to a value-based reimbursement where your value is related to your ability to impact outcomes, publicly reported outcomes in patient functioning, patient satisfaction, and reduction in rehospitalization. And the place to go to for these resources and to meet colleagues and to collaborate, there's no other place within our industry to get that information in relationship to news in home health.
That's perfect.
So I look forward to having you as a new member. And thanks, Jimmy, for that opportunity.
Yeah. All right. You ready for three questions now?
Sure, I think.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right. Three questions are brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. Quite simply, they find physical therapists and physical therapist assistants jobs anywhere in the 50 U.S. states. All different settings is when they can set you up. So just decide where you want to go and where this occupation can take you, and they'll get you there. So check them online at AURUSMedical.com. That is AURUSMedical.com. D, first question is a where question. Since Arias has positions in all 50 states, where in the U.S. wouldn't you mind going and being a PT for a couple of months?
I wouldn't mind going to the Black Hills or up in North Dakota and that northern area. Now, maybe it's not getting to be the time of year for that, but I'd love to get up there in big country, big sky country. So maybe that Wyoming, North Dakota, the Montana area, I think would be really, really cool.
That's great. Yeah, well, positions in all 50 states. Yeah, they've got Wyoming, North Dakota. Let them know where you want to go and where your profession can take you. Again, at AURUSMedical.com. That's the website, AURUSMedical.com. Second question is a what question. Dee, what's something that you've watched or read or downloaded? That's like a movie, a book, a podcast, something that inspired you, something you think the audience could get some value out of?
I always go back to my tried and true, Jimmy, and I have to tell you, the book Good to Great, I can't reread, re-listen to on a podcast or anything. I think that that's just one of the best professional resources out there, and it kind of keeps me focused and pushing forward.
Love it. It's a great suggestion. Good to Great. Last question is a who question. Who is someone the audience should know more about? Your chance to give a nod to someone out there who's doing some great things that the audience should find out more about.
So if I'm speaking on behalf of the section, I think one of the best kept secrets, and I don't even know how much of a secret he is, one of my good friends and a colleague who I turn to very frequently to help us with this transition from a volume-based payment system to value is Dr. Jason Falvey, PT, DPT, PhD, currently doing a fellowship at Yale University Division of Geriatrics with Dr. Mary Panetti. He is a practicing home care clinician. He looks at the data. He understands what the data means. He's doing great research out there. He's published several articles about the value of therapy, hospital-associated deconditioning, and creating that paradigm shift so that we can actually impact rehospitalization rates by the provision of care in home care after a hospitalization stay. I would say one of the best resources that you need to explore is Dr. Jason Falvey.
Yeah.
And he's he's not a section member, but he's an APTA member, and he's someone I've presented with several times, and I use his research frequently.
Yeah, smart guy.
I can't speak more highly of anybody.
Yeah, he's been on the show several times, and if you want to interact with Jason, I'll just give out his Twitter. It is at Jay, the letter J, RayFalvey. He's kind of doing a little bit of it all, as you mentioned, data, treating, looking forward, figuring out how to get there as well. So definitely.
Yeah, total rock star.
Yeah.
Total rock star.
Definitely good suggestion. All right, you're off the hot seat. That's three questions from Aureus Medical Staffing. And again, their website, AureusMedical.com. Last thing we do, D, before we let you go, is it called the parting shot?
This is the parting shot.
All right, parting shot brought to you by Rock Tape. They're more than just a tape company, a movement company. Getting your patients to move stronger, longer. The education, the tools, the classes, the whole nine at rocktape.com. All right, so Dee, parting shot is your last chance for a mic drop moment. What's one thing you'd want the audience to be left with before this episode ends?
I would like the audience to know that there is no better value than the value of membership. With the work we do in practice, in research, in standards of care, in advocacy for our patients, and in regulatory impact as a stakeholder. So, you know, get involved, because if you don't understand that no outcome may mean no income for you, the sooner you understand that, the better off you're going
to
be.
That's the new rallying cry, right? No outcome, no income. You got to pay attention to
that. That's
it. D. Coronetti from the Home Health Section. D, appreciate your time coming on the show and talking to us about the section of the APT that you're a part of. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Have a great day.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, six PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.